guys. Welcome to the Dapper Shark Podcast. Apparently, I'm introducing us. Today, on our podcast, we have John.
Hey!
We have James.
We do!
And we have myself. So, we're going to jump right in with a topic that John's going to introduce.
I am.
Hi, myself. How are you doing today?
Eat shit, James.
Jesus. Wow. Okay.
Wow.
Kitty. Sorry, pulling up the show notes chat that I had pulled up, but I pulled it up on John's phone, not mine. So, the thing we talked about... I want to save the SNES classic because I think it's hilarious, so we should save it till right before the break.
God damn it!
So we leave off on a good note. We're not going to talk about it yet.
Wait,
talk
a good
about
note?
Mod support for Final Fantasy 15.
Oh, okay. So one thing that I was kind of super stoked about that actually was released this past week was the fact that Final Fantasy 15 is no longer rumored for PC in 2018. It's official PC support in 20. It is coming to PC. Early 2018.
The Steam mods, including the ability to get nudes. Not that I'm excited about that, but fuck, apparently a lot of people are.
Hell yeah. That mechanic check is gonna be like number one.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Oh. Okay.
Sid's granddaughter. Even I know.
Spoilers!
Wow, way to go. I didn't even know that. I just know that she's like the eye candy for all their fucking ads. Also, since we're on the subject of
fucking Final Fantasy,
I am not going
to
stop. You cannot stop this.
If it's going to not be a guy, you can just look at the box.
Did you seriously just talk over him deliberately?
Yeah, she just like fucking steamrolled me. I was even like fired up.
I mean, you think about it hard enough.
I was like, Jesus.
And James says...
He's going to murder you in your sleep and I'm going to let him.
Okay.
For those of you listening to the audio version of this podcast, James opened his mouth to speak and then checked to make sure Emily wasn't going to say anything.
I'm done, James. Go ahead.
I'm almost... I can't fucking do it now.
But seriously, okay. So mod support, all that jazz?
Yeah, so, it's coming to PC. Definitely Steam or some shit like that, because all the other Final Fantasies are on Steam. Which means it's going to have, like, you know, Steamworks, mod support... it's also built basically hand-in-hand with NVIDIA, with GameWorks.
And so, finally!
Yeah, so it's going to have, the PS4 Pro was like, yeah, we got the best version of this game, our fucking hardware is so awesome. PC's just going to take that and piss all over it and just be like, oh yeah, well, fuck on you. And it's going to be gorgeous, and it's going to be awesome, and finally coming to PC, because...
Pretty excited about this, honestly.
So...
But after all that, I almost don't want to fucking buy it. Do you know why?
Why, James?
Thank you. I'm pissed at this fucking mobile game that is all over the goddamn Play Store, that is fucking Game of War with a goddamn Final Fantasy 15 skin on it, and I get advertisements for it every fucking day. I watch a YouTube video, guess what's my fucking advertisement? That. Mm-hmm.
Quit talking about Final Fantasy so Google doesn't hear it.
You're going to get a new ad soon.
Good.
And it's going to be the Final Fantasy 15 phone version that they are developing with the chibi-looking characters. Same story, same gameplay. No.
Oh.
No, he's talking about like a shitty little mobile adaptation of a other game with a fucking Final Fantasy skin on it.
It is literally that. Like, it is... Yeah, you've ever seen, like... God, I forget that bitch's name. But Game of War, that one with, like... Basically, all of their ads were just... this chick in armor that only went, like, mid-tit, and it was just like,
mm-hmm.
Hey, everyone, buy this game because it's a game about fucking war, because Clash of Clans is a thing.
Also and, Pretty Lady.
Yeah, also, my boobs say to buy this game. Yeah, no, it's the same, not the same developer, but it's, like, they're both under the same, like, umbrella monolith company.
Umbrella? Oh, God.
Yeah, pretty much. And it is literally just, it's like a city building, like, you fucking, this exact same fucking game. They just took Noctis and all, like, the Final Fantasy 15 characters and shit, and they're just like, let's put this skin on it. This game has absolutely nothing to do with Square. They had no hand in development. It was just, they're like, we're gonna give you a bunch of money, Square. You should give us, like, rights to the licenses to all this shit. Okay. And so now that fucking abomination is all over. They actually take what looks like clips from the game and play it like fucking, like this is part of the game. No, it's not part of the game.
Mm-hmm.
You're a fucking dude way up in the sky building a fucking city and attacking other cities. That's like, oh my god. It's a goddamn... It's a disgrace to Square. I hate the fact that they even fucking, like, even remotely decided to go with that.
Yeah, why did they think that was a good idea? Particularly when they were developing a much better, apparently, game for the mobile device. Why not just wait for that to come out?
I think that they're... Well, they... Well, I mean...
Are they really thinking the interest is going to wane that quickly?
Well, because this game was released about the same time as the game, or possibly even before the game actually released in the U.S. for console. And so it's... I'm sure that it's just a tactic to increase, like, you know...
Publicity?
Yeah. And...
Yeah, but all they're doing is giving their next mobile game a bad rep.
It's not like it's going to be good anyway.
It looks like it's going to be good.
It would be kind of cool.
Ports of
their
old games were good.
Most of the ports of the old games were good. They were kind of buggy, some of them. And they have actually come out with some mobile-only games that were absolutely fucking atrocious.
Mm-hmm.
Like, All the Bravest or whatever. Just,
yeah.
Yeah, that is, like... That is one of those games where they release it, and I'm just like, why the fuck would you do that? Just, no. Bad Square. Bad. Bad. Get going making good games again.
Go sit in your room.
Yeah. But this actually is, like, a whole nother level for me. This is fucking offensive to me. I actually, like, seriously am pissed off about this. Like...
I can tell.
I believe it.
It drives me fucking insane that this game exists and that it is being advertised as heavily as it is. Like...
Yeah. I don't get to see ads terribly often. Unless I go to, like, The Escapist or something like that. Not a sponsor. Because I use YouTube Red. Not a sponsor. So, I actually miss a lot of, like, up-and-coming stuff until someone else tells me about it. Which is kind of a weird side effect of not getting ads.
It's weird, because I don't get... Like, I watch... Pretty much the main thing that I watch on YouTube are Hearthstone videos. That's, like, 90% of what I watch on YouTube. Do I get, like, Hearthstone ads? No.
But Google knows.
Google's just like, oh, he'd like this shitty Final Fantasy game that's not really a Final Fantasy game. So let's go ahead and show it to him. Every fucking ad. Every ad.
You know what's sad is I bet you would actually enjoy the game.
The war game?
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't. Because
game called Travian that you used to play.
I also used to play, like, Backyard Monsters, but I've grown as a person.
Oh,
so.
Fair enough.
And it's just, and I would be too offended. I think if I even had, like, one inkling of enjoyment, like, I don't know, they have, like, a cutscene or something like that that looks kind of cool, and I'm just like, oh, I would stab myself with a fucking knife pen. Knife sounded a little too dire, I had to tone it down.
Pen knife?
A pen knife, yes. I was thinking pin, but then I was like, knife, because pissed, and then I'm like, yeah, maybe dial it down.
Pins aren't that bad.
Well, whatever. So... every single time I would stab my hand with a pen, and so as to avoid enjoying it because I'm so fucking annoyed.
Fair enough. That said, the mobile version of Final Fantasy XV looks like it's adopting the art style of the Final Fantasy III port for the phone.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
It also is kind of cool that they're like they use that same style to upgrade graphics from an older game, mm-hmm. and then they. Are now using it to, like, downgrade from a new game.
Yeah. And the gameplay looks like it's actually still going to be similar to the original game, which is interesting to me. And actually works surprisingly well, because of the whole switching weapons thing.
Huh. That's kind of weird. I can't imagine how... Well, I guess I haven't watched a whole lot on it, because I've been trying to avoid...
So, gameplay is the only thing I have seen for Final Fantasy. And you basically have, like, the directional pad for selecting weapons or magic. So, I can see how that would very easily translate to, like, tap buttons on a mobile screen.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about the whole... Sorry to derail a little bit, but I was thinking about the whole aesthetic of the mobile game. And it's kind of funny because it matches up really well with a newly released anime figure line. I know I talk about them a lot, eat shit. But Good Smile just came out with this Parfum line. That looks a lot like that. Of course, they released fucking Rei and Asuna very first, because that's the only anime figure ever that you could ever own. There are people with entire shrines to those two. But anyway, they weren't... Evangelion was good, but not that good. But yeah, they look a lot like those character models from the mobile game, where they've got, like, pretty big heads because anime, but then they have like no upper body, these narrow little shoulders, yeah. little nubs of boobs, but they're still pretty flat chested, medium sized waist, and then nothing but hips and then thighs and then down to these little tiny feet.
They so call it the V.
They look like they're shaped like horses, kind of, but people. And they have these little tiny hands, but they're still like not collapsible, but like detachable and reassemblable, like Nendoroids. And I used to hate Nendoroids, but now they're actually cute. But it's a lot like that, except big and horse butt-y. Anyway, but that just is kind of funny that that happened within the same week, you know?
So if you want anime figures that have dead ass,
I'm still gonna get a couple, just once they've released not Asuna and Rei, because neither of them are best girl. Anyway.
So bad news first. The Archie Comics version of Sonic the Hedgehog is finally over, officially, after 290 issues that were released without a break. The longest running comic consecutively ever. It is finally over, and they are now officially kaput. They ended the series on a down note. Basically, Robotnik won. Spoilers.
Oh, damn.
If you want to see what happens, go read it. But the comic book series is going to be rebooted under IDW Publishing. And I'm actually kind of looking forward to that. I started looking into this, actually, because I found in my Humble Bundle a couple of the Archie comics for Sonic.
Yeah.
Just randomly. Like, I didn't know I owned these. So. But I had read them a lot back in the day, and they were pretty much the only way to read comics that were Sonic and not be fucking irritated.
What kind of style was it? It was just like...
Like an actual comic book. Like, they had semi-serious tones. People could actually die and be permanently dead.
Wow.
Yeah. So, like, it expanded the universe quite a bit without making too many characters. Kind of like the fucking games did. They're like, look at all these characters you don't give a shit about.
Oh, no! Let's go ahead and have some sort of emotional plot around. Oh, no.
Well, and then the problem that happened with a lot of the later games for the Sonic series is actually they would pull characters, trying like to make a cash grab at people's strings from the comics. And then people would be like, I don't know who the fuck that is, because I only play the games. Anyone? Anyone. Because no one likes Big the Cat.
Yes.
At any rate, it's sad that that is over. What is not sad, however, is that fucking Sonic Mania has been doing great, and I fucking love it, and the only thing I don't fucking love about it is that they fucking delayed it! I found out about the delay the day before the game was coming out.
When did they announce it? Was it actually just...
2 days before that.
Oh, okay.
But that's when I found out about it.
Yeah, I remember you being so, so excited, and then all of a sudden you shared that it was delayed, and I'm like,
I know they're doing it for a good reason. They're going to make sure it's optimized for everyone. They're going to fix some bugs that they found in the console versions so that they don't exist on the PC versions, which inevitably means there will be new bugs, which I'm excited to enjoy.
Also, that's actually kind of, like, sorry to just cut in here.
Good.
But that is also another thing that I kind of like about the Final Fantasy XV. And how I wasn't actually all that broken up about waiting for it, is that one of the major complaints that people have had for the about the console version, because it's actually been doing amazingly well as far as reviews-wise and people like enjoying it, and it's definitely not, you know, another Final Fantasy XIII,
mm-hmm.
Is the fact that they were saying that it felt broken up with the DLC, and they almost feel like it should have been all included, but for PC... Since we all waited so long, it will be included.
Really?
So all DLC is going to be included in the base game.
That's pretty cool.
At least that's what I read. I haven't actually seen like a store page for it, so I'm kind of waiting for that to actually come out so I can get like a price point. Hopefully they're not like, yeah, it's included, but we're charging
it's $70.
Like... Yeah. But I've actually heard that the DLC is pretty good. It kind of shakes things up and makes you play as different characters and stuff like that.
Forced stealth section is all I've heard, and I was like, ah.
Oh.
Yeah. 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 It's an RPG. Anyway, so the benefit of having to wait for Sonic Mania until the end of the month for it to come out. Actually, this will be out by the time that this podcast releases. Wait, no. It'll be out the next day. But at any rate, the only benefit to this is Sonic Forces is coming out soon. And I gotta say, I'm a little intrigued by the gameplay, less so that they have the fucking characters talking to each other.
No.
But I'm... They have it so you can create your own character, if those you guys don't know, so it's basically my OC, no one steal. Nothing? Not even paying attention anymore?
I am, it's just not funny.
Yeah, he was setting up a joke for you. How could you?
Yeah, you failed us. This is Emily's fault this part isn't funny. Anyway, God, I'm going to be editing heavily there.
Because you don't want to sound like a prick?
No, because I have to make it so there wasn't a long-ass pause.
Nah, just leave it.
No.
Dead air, like, are they there? Hello?
But basically, you have a weapon as your OC character that kind of functions differently based on what ammo you've loaded into it, so you can actually play it entirely differently, which is kind of cool. So you have a swing shot no matter what that lets you grapple onto things and swing around levels, or like grapple onto a wall to preserve your momentum when you're going around corners, which is kind of a cool mechanic. And yeah. you can either switch between playing Sonic and your character at the same time, or you can play your character alone, I think. And you play Sonic alone through some of the levels. But the weapon functionality is really weird. The IGN gameplay that I'm going to put on the show notes shows three separate gameplay styles based on that weapon. And get ready to hear that fucking song for when they team up over and over again. But it really does look like it's going to shake things up, and that cube power looks really fucking OP because it freezes all the enemies around you, and then the second hit kills them all.
Alright. So pretty much kill everything?
Yeah, and then the fucking lightning whip takes two hits to kill everything.
Well, I guess it's got to be
and
like...
the flamethrower.
Okay, well, you had me at flamethrower.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds pretty awesome. And also the build your own character is going to be kind of cool for customization and like, check me out, I'm running as Mario, it's Mario Run.
Yeah, I think it's going to be kind of interesting to see what people create from that. The last time there was a character creation thing for Sonic, it wasn't an official thing, obviously, but it was Sonic Dream, I think. If you guys remember that fucking debacle, I'm not linking that, because, oh my god, that is a game and a half.
Wait, what was a game and a half about it?
It's not a real game, first of all. It was made as, like, a spoof on Sonic games, and it goes into, like, the dark side of the fandom.
Oh.
Yeah.
Definitely not linking that. You know, we try to stay, safe.
Clean? Even if we fucking swear?
Yeah. Fucking.
Fuck. Yeah. So at any rate, new things are coming for Sonic. It's nice that they're relaunching Sonic after he had a very successful game for once. And I was telling James, I think, that if they release a Sonic Mania for every Sonic Forces, if Sonic Forces is bad, I will be okay with it.
Yeah. Having, you know, just like a mix of good and bad games versus just a mix of bad and worse games.
Exactly. And then... You know, you get those occasional standout games where you're like, oh my god, this is how Sonic is supposed to be! And they shit on it again for two games.
Yeah. Also, that wasn't that long of a delay, really, for the PC release.
No, it was 14 days.
That's actually, I mean, that's pretty good. A lot of the times where it's like, oh yeah, PC's being delayed, it's like, okay, well, we'll see you in a couple months or something like that.
My worry is that they actually do need more time.
Yeah.
And they aren't going to fix everything, or they're going to delay it again.
Hopefully, if they delay it, they actually put the appropriate time in.
Yeah. To be fair, because they delayed it, they gave everyone a copy of Sonic 1 for Steam.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Was that like, did you just pre-order it through Steam, or was that actually...
Yeah, I pre-ordered through Steam.
Nice.
So.
Oh, you mean you got something from... Like, pre-ordering a game?
Well, it was on discount.
Oh, see, well, there's that. So it's on discount, and you get something cool for it being delayed. Wow.
Right?
So it's almost like that's what all pre-orders should be like.
Yeah, pre-orders should not cost more, guys. Don't fucking fall for that bullshit. Pre-orders guarantee a sale to that company. It is guaranteed they are making their money. Do not fall for the bullshit that they sell you. Do not pay more for a pre-order. All you're gonna get is fucking bullshit with it. It's going to make the game easier, so you're going to enjoy it less.
Oh, look, I get a gun to start with.
Oh, is that gun better than guns that you can get if you don't pre-order? Wow, it's almost like it's going to cheapen the experience.
Yeah, that's pretty much cosmetics, or that's it.
Yeah, if it was cosmetic, I'd say go for it. Because that's a collector's edition thing. No one else is going to have that. Fine, go for it. But if it literally affects the game, don't do it. Do not do it. If you're getting a fucking statue with what you're ordering, okay, that's totally up to you if you want to pay the price for that statue. I get that. Go for it. But don't do it for just digital fucking content. Unless it's something you really want.
Also, did you play the Final Fantasy X remastered?
Yeah.
Did you play it on console or PC?
PC.
Okay, never mind. I was wondering, because one thing that I've noticed that, I mean, like, not meaning to jump back to Final Fantasy in specific, but one thing that that happens with a lot of their PC ports, that included, is this fucking menu option to basically just auto-win for you.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what the hell is that? Why is that even...
If you want to experience the story.
Yeah, play through it like everyone else. It's not that fucking hard of a game.
If you play the game and struggle with your characters, it will have more emotional impact when you run into something tough.
Yeah, rather than just like, oh, all my characters are level 99, whatever. Just one-shot this boss that's trying to look intimidating. Fuck you, boss.
Also, pro tip, I found out that you can fucking Phoenix down you, Yevon. I'll let you figure out how to get that status on there.
If you use Phoenix down in a game, is that an insta-kill on an enemy? Or on a...
Undead?
Yeah.
Yes.
I use that so often in Final Fantasy VIII.
I know. That's a fucking cheap strat.
And it's even cooler because you don't even have to expend anything. You just...
No, because you junction it. Yeah.
You just junction 100 zombie to your weapon and you just hit them and they're a zombie and then you just have someone heal them and they're just fucked.
Mm-hmm.
That's so good.
Well, at that point you could just win with items, so...
Yeah. Well, single Phoenix down. It's like, oh, look, dead.
Oh no, this one's immune to zombie.
Shit, I guess I actually have to fight it now.
Wait, are there anything in that game that are immune to zombie besides zombies?
There's quite a few. Mostly bosses.
Sorry, yeah, but like normal monsters even, like the tough ones that you can actually get rare spells from, I think those are even weak to zombie.
Probably. I'd have to look it up to find specifically, but there are a lot of annoying ones that are like immune to pretty much like all the status ailments, including zombie.
Cactar!
Son of a bitch, that was really bullshit.
Yep. Cactars.
Or when you're playing, it's like, oh, 10,000. Oh, well, I guess that dude's dead. Mm-hmm. Max HP being, you know, 9,999.
Wow, it's like they did that on purpose.
Huh.
If you have regen going, can you live through 10,000 needles?
Not technically, because all the damage happens at once. So, it's like it takes you down to zero, which you can't.
Because you're in Final Fantasy VII, and I'm not saying Final Fantasy VII is better than Final Fantasy VIII, but I'm just going to throw this out there. In Final Fantasy VII, when you have regen on, and you're taking, like, an attack that does multiple hits,
yeah,
you can heal while you're getting hit.
You probably could if it was multiple hits, but it's just, like, as far as...
Does 10,000 needles just do straight up 10,000 in one hit?
Yeah.
Because in VII, it didn't.
Oh.
It did damage per needle.
Oh, so it was like, pew, pew, pew. Okay, so, yeah, you could conceivably live through it with that. But, yeah, no, at least in 8, or I'm trying to remember where the 10,000 needles came from.
I thought that was 8, to be fair.
If I remember correctly, it was a single attack that actually, like, broke the max damage barrier. Although, to be fair, you actually could... equip. It was either like an item or some sort of junction that allowed you to break the damage cap. So on your regular guys,
mm-hmm.
That might have been 8. I'm not sure. Now, like, different games are
bleeding. Well, if it's junctioning, you absolutely can. In 10, there are specific, like, keystones you have to break in order to break, like, damage limit and health limit.
Yeah. That might be what I'm thinking of. But I just remember it was like there was a thing. Maybe not, because I remember, like, being super stoked with Lionheart, you know, doing straight nines for, like, a whole bunch of attacks.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think you ever broke that unless you cheated. So maybe not. But yeah, so that one was actually just like, you're dead.
No, okay. It's the ultimate weapon. That's what it is. The ultimate weapon in 10 is what lets you break damage cap.
Ah. don't think I got, like, hardly any of the ultimate weapon type when I played it.
They're not as good as people say.
Yeah.
Like, having... Like, because when you get to the end of 10, you have to go out with, like, capture weapons and try to complete things if you want to get, you know, everything.
Yeah.
So you're not going to be using your best weapons. You might have, like, Auron with the best weapon, and then someone else is going to have a capture rod.
Yeah.
Or a capture sword or something.
And there are some that actually, like, have different stats and abilities that technically kind of make them better than weapons that do technically more damage, mm-hmm. or they can.
Like, Brotherhood is still actually a really fucking good weapon, and they give it to you at the fucking beginning of the goddamn game.
Here you go. Yeah, no, that... I still need to... I just got into Blitzball, like, in my Final Fantasy X playthrough.
Why isn't there a fucking Blitzball game yet?
I don't know, they made a Tetramaster game, so...
Right? But Blitzball is so much more interesting. Can you imagine if Square today released an actual game based on Blitzball? Or just fucking Blitzball as a game?
Dude, that would be cool.
Make it competitive.
Online?
Yeah.
That's right, Square, you're listening to us. Don't partner with some shady Korean asshole that's like, I'm gonna put your characters in fucking Game of War. Partner with someone who's like, I'm gonna put your characters in fucking FIFA in a ball of water.
Well, James, you knew that wow, that's kind of fucked up. Ariana Grande is a Final Fantasy character, you know that, right?
What?
Shut your fucking mouth. They also had a,
They had the guys from Nier, 2B and...
Hey.
I can't remember his name. I watched an entire Let's Play of that game, which made me not want to buy the game, to be honest, but...
Ouch. How did a Let's Play kill your interest in the game?
I saw the story.
Oh.
The whole thing, and that was the only thing that was really interesting to me.
Damn. Yeah, why the fuck do you watch Let's Plays on that shit?
Well, most of the time when I see a Let's Play of a game, it makes me want to buy the game more.
Yeah, but then you got, like, an actual, like, story-driven game.
Yeah. So,
Like that. One game that I do want to play is fucking Last of Us. I don't, like, I haven't played that yet.
It's been long enough since I've heard talk about it. But it's been long enough since I've heard someone talk about that fucking game that I think I could enjoy it, finally.
Yeah.
Without anyone else, like, trying to rub their impression on me and making it... I get really jaded when someone else tells me a game is really good, and they're, like, really insistent about it. Particularly some people who think good games... or bad games are good.
James.
No. No, James has got... Okay, I know we give James shit for this all the time.
I know.
But James, he does have pretty good taste.
He doesn't have bad taste.
Oh, really? Aw, you guys are so nice.
We'll never say that again.
Yes. I recorded evidence. I'm going to take this sound bite and I'm going to just apply it every night.
I have recorded evidence.
Damn it. You're like, I'm cutting this entire section just so you know.
But that's the thing, like, usually when I want to get someone to play a game, or I think a game is really good, I will just either let someone else play it to show how good the game is, or I will play it, or let the person play it so they can see how good the game is. Because the game can speak for its fucking self. If you're having to make goddamn excuses for the game, like, oh, this game is so great, it's the best thing, and then when I go to see the game, they're like, okay, well, you have to understand that this game is made like this because the developer was having this thought in mind. If you're making fucking excuses for the goddamn game for its fucking mistakes, you are not a good judge of a game. That is not the type of thing you do. If you are critiquing the game, being like, this is something I don't like, or this is a reason why this game is like this, and it's a bad part of the game, that's entirely fucking different. Don't make excuses for a developer. They make money.
Yeah.
They made money off of you already. They already got your fucking endorsement. Don't help them out.
Also, you saying that made me envision someone that's like, hey, you should totally play this game. Okay. So you sit down to play it, and you try to start it, and it just doesn't start. It's like, oh, it'll start. You gotta give it, you gotta try it again. The developer has, like, 5 thumbs, and so it was really difficult for them to code. It's like, okay.
I have played some games like that, but they're usually early access games. Oh, usually. Yeah.
Goddamn early access.
I'm willing to forgive early access games a bit more than I probably should, just because the game showed enough promise to me to look interesting.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
This is kind of nice. I just also kind of get tired of, it's like, I bought an early access game. Cool, I helped the developer. But also, I played the early access game, and so unless there's literally, like, story bits that I don't have access to right now, there's no reason for me to come back except for some tweaked fucking, oh, we fixed this. Oh, we added this little thing.
I think a good example of that is, like, Don't Starve.
Yeah. And they're actually, well, they're definitely not early access anymore, right?
They've been out for a while now.
Okay, that's what I thought.
We did all play it while it was early access.
Oh, yeah. And that was, and also I have a little more respect for a game that's just, like, early access to the point where they actually have, like, a working, bare-bones game that's, like, flows good and it's clean.
Mm-hmm.
And then, afterwards, they have either free or hopefully cheap DLC that they, if they want to add content.
Mm-hmm.
But it kind of gets irritating when a game is, like, stuck in early access where they're actually, like, adding additional content, quote-unquote, that they're just like, this would be an update. This would be something that you would add after a game is released. You just want to stay early access to forgive all your
ARC
shortcomings. Yeah, don't they have a disc release? How the fuck can you disc release a fucking early access game?
Fortnite? Okay, so ARC is even worse, though.
Yeah.
Because ARC released DLC while it was still in early access.
Yeah, I remember that.
How can it be DLC if the game isn't out yet?
You know,
that is just content that you are not adding to the game. So that you can get your money fucking grubbing paws on more money fucking goddamn it.
I think I got ARC from a Humble Bundle, but that's the only reason I fucking have it.
Shit, do you use it?
No.
Do you have the code?
Can
I have it?
Can I have it?
Sorry. I've wanted to test it out to see if some of the things I've heard about it are true, to be honest. But if, obviously, you're not obligated to do that on the podcast, we'll talk after. No.
Here's my code. It's CFQ.
You know, I've thought about giving out codes for games. Just on here randomly. Like, just read them out. I'm like, okay, good luck.
There was that Freedom Bundle a while ago that I got that actually had, like, a shit ton of games that I already had. So I probably have, like, a laundry list of games that I have, like, codes for, but I just haven't put it on my account because I've already got them.
Yeah, I have tons of games to give away, guys. And, you know, I tried to give them away to you guys.
But then we don't get any, like, feedback or anything like that.
And when we do get feedback, it's never wanting the free games for some reason. Like, these are, most of the games I've tried to give away are actually AAA games. And they're not bad ones either. The bad ones I know I'm stuck with.
Just sitting there with that code, you're like, you bastard.
Yeah. But anyway, maybe I'll give out a game. Not this week. Maybe next week.
Figure something out.
Maybe I'll give out fucking Spec Ops The Line.
Yeah, and with the stipulation that you have to play, like, over halfway through the game.
Yeah. Well, I don't even think it's halfway through that you start getting the fuckery, is it?
You get a little bit of fuckery, probably, like, sounds specific, but, like, two-fifths into the game.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's, there's a chunk of it that actually does feel like just slogging through an FPS.
That's because it's deliberate.
Yeah, and then they start to, like, drop a little thing here and there, and I think it's probably when you use that fucking, like, yeah.
I think I'm actually going to cut that part, because that's kind of a spoiler.
Well, when you use a weapon that you don't kind of want to use, but you need to use it, or you think that, yeah, there's a section, you'll definitely know when it actually takes a turn to, like, fuck city.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Well, guys, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back in seconds for you. Ciao. Beep.
Huh? Fuck you, now I'm thinking of, like, little Einsteins. Or fucking
baby Einstein?
Is that baby Einstein? Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you're right. Yeah, no, they're fucking, yeah, no. God, that little blonde cunt just in her da-da-da-da-da just can't even sing, but she's always fucking singing. Stop singing, you little asshole!
Don't you know you're tone deaf?
I have the Not Afraid to Catch Feels song going through my head, and it's awful.
Good.
Ugh,
I'm so glad. Bad. We're back, guys. We're back.
Hi, guys.
We're back. Sorry. Round three.
I have plenty of storage. What the fuck is wrong with this thing?
Oh, my, like, God.
I've got like 24 gigs.
See? I thought that was weird that you only had four.
Yeah, all right.
So, I mean, Emily, I say made, but I wanted to watch it with her. We watched,
I wanted to watch it too.
Demolition Man.
Remarkably good.
Yeah. That movie holds up entertainment-wise.
It's actually really good. Fuck what anybody else says. Fuck them.
It was good enough that it made her a Wesley Snipes fan. And a Sylvester Stallone apologist.
Apologist?
Look, I like Sly. I think he's a great guy, and I think he's a fun actor. Even if sometimes he kind of chews the scenery, I like him. And yeah. That's just how it is.
I've actually never seen Demolition Man.
Oh.
What's wrong with you?
You really should. It's really good.
Yeah, you should watch it.
It accurately predicted some things, actually.
Oh, good. It seemed like Idiocracy, which kind of did the same thing.
God, Idiocracy. I don't want to...
What's it about?
Okay.
Get some Starbucks.
Guys, Idiocracy is about the gradual dumbing down of the world. No one? All right.
I was waiting for you to say we don't have time for a hand job, but whatever. Fuck you.
You got kicked in the balls.
Oh, my balls.
Balls. That's pretty much that movie. Yeah. Except, you know, it was... oddly enough, it was a smart take on people being stupid.
Yeah. It was pretty good. We actually saw it, I think it was on Netflix the other day, and we just like on a whim watched it. I think both Haley and I had actually seen it, but we just kind of wanted to watch it again. And
President Camacho, man.
Dude, prefer that over current, like... events.
Well, yeah, because President Camacho had the wisdom to refer to people that were smarter than him to make decisions.
Yeah.
Anyway, so...
Here's looking at you.
Monster Hunter looks good. No, really, Monster Hunter World had some gameplay footage come out recently, and a couple of hunts, and it looks like it's going to be everything I'm wanting it to be. So, good. I'm glad. I'm looking forward to it quite a bit.
Wait. What do you do?
What, Monster Hunter?
Yeah.
Well, you hunt monsters, James.
You will never guess.
It's actually a turn-based tactics game.
Oh, fair enough.
No, so it's an open-world action RPG, and the RPG elements are kind of light. Basically, you only gain skills or stats through what you eat, which is based on what you've hunted to make food and stuff, or on the parts that you've collected from monsters to make equipment.
So now it's the Monster Hunter is coming, the new one is coming out for PC, isn't it?
Yep, all consoles.
You're going to get it for PC.
Oh, I mean, I'm going to get it for PC.
We're going to hella get it for PC.
Yeah, because it's got multiplayer.
So we're both going to hella get it for PC.
Yeah.
I'm going to get it for GameCube.
That is not possible. James, I don't think they ever had a Monster Hunter for GameCube. They had it for PS2. The original Monster Hunter was a PS2 release, actually.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So. And then it was, like, handheld for several iterations for some fucking reason.
Yeah,
then Monster Hunter Tri on the goddamn Wii. Why?
Yeah, no, I remember. I actually think I remember us talking about that. The Wii game that came out.
Yeah. Because I was complaining. I was like, why don't you release it for a real platform? You fucking knew it. Everyone knew that the Wii was the fucking kiddie
you knew
pool
it.
Of the
knew
goddamn
it.
Gaming industry.
Everybody knew it.
I think just the proprietary nature of it and the fact that they didn't do... God, you fucking playing Puzzle and Dragons over there. I just can't
eat
stop.
Shit.
I was an addict, having, okay? Do you understand?
I'm having fun and listening to you guys. I enjoy listening to you. Just let me like things.
No.
Eat shit, John. I won't let you like things.
I know! I have to defend everything I like.
Fuck ass.
So...
Fucking fuck ass, okay.
Yeah. Good times, so. I'm glad that Monster Hunter's finally getting a fucking real release.
I was about to say, I was like, okay, lost my place. Oh yeah, Wii being the kiddie pool of the gaming industry.
Yeah.
Which definitely did not improve with the Wii U. And hopefully improves with the Switch, all the Switches.
From what I've heard, the Switch already has improved upon that somewhat. I think...
Like actually having third-party support and shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fucking awesome.
Guys, we're going to talk about the elephant in the room now.
The elf in the room?
The elephant.
Gotcha.
Can
so
there's
an
elf
in the room?
Too. The SNES classic.
Yeah.
Already sold out.
Fucking false fucking scarcity.
They released the fucking thing in the middle of the goddamn night, and it sold out before people even woke up to hear the news that it came out.
Yep.
And they're doing that deliberately, because false fucking scarcity, like Emily said. They're literally not making enough for everyone, even though they said they were going to.
You can't force it, just like Jim Sterling said. You can't force a, making something a collectible.
No, you cannot.
Meanwhile, Nintendo is just like, hold my bag of money.
look at my amiibos, guys. Own limited run!
Actually,
this is all just a fucking plot to get the goddamn virtual market kicked off the ground. Because they're going to be like, oh, well, you missed out on buying the consoles that had the games, but look, there's that and more on our virtual console that we finally released. After we released all the systems that were the classic versions, giving us way more time to actually work on the virtual console than we could conceivably need.
Are they going to have, like, a mini Wii that has, like, cheap, shitty controllers?
You can bet your ass they're at least going to go up through the fucking 64.
Oh, yeah. If not the GameCube. Like, they might do GameCube.
They should do GameCube. They really should. Because they got Metroid Prime, and they get people primed for Prime 4.
I see what you did
Prime
there.
Prime the pump?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hold my bear claw going in.
Ooh.
So one thing, actually, I kind of wanted to talk about, just because it's, like, sort of related, actually, to this whole, like, artificial scarcity bullshit, is that, do you guys still play Pogo at all?
Somewhat.
Every now and again.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I play it to mine my,
work?
Because you actually have, like, a stop at work, don't you?
Exactly. It is right next to my desk, especially since I moved closer to the window. Right next to my desk. Although, in Google Maps, it's not actually, a business anymore, but... You know
how it is.
So one thing that's kind of been pissing me off is the fact that so they released the Legendary Birds five weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
And they started out. It was after the Pokemon Go Fest, and they kicked it off with Articuno being available, and then they had a week long of that, and then they moved on to Zapdos, and then they moved on to Moltres, and then for the past couple weeks, they've all been available, along with Lugia. Like, Lugia's been available throughout the whole thing. But apparently they're stopping on the 31st.
Well, I guess I'm not getting a rare bird, then.
I mean, and the funny thing is that, like, because when they first started doing this... Sorry, I just had to, like, swallow there.
No worries.
But once they started the Legendary Birds coming out, they had, like, a special for buying raid passes in their shop, and so they recently stopped that. But one thing that I've been noticing as far as the question of, well, are they coming back? Is there some sort of rotation that's going to happen? Like, what the hell is going on here? Is they haven't really said anything, which is kind of fucking annoying, because honestly, in my opinion, I don't think that they could just have a limited run, like, here's a month out of the year, like, you know, 2017, that you could have gotten these birds, and if you didn't get them, well, you're just fucked, like, forever.
They could limit them to eggs after this.
Well,
you can't hatch a fucking legendary bird. That's not canon.
Which came first, the legendary bird or the egg?
Neither. Fuck off.
So they're planning, after this, they're planning on releasing Mewtwo, and that's going to be a whole different type of raid category. Where there's, like, some sort of exclusive raid and all other, like, bullshit that's going on with that. That is kind of, like, shit, in my opinion. Like,
it's
what
gonna be
doing.
Just like the commercial.
Well, so, like, as far as the, Mewtwo's only gonna be available in what's called an exclusive raid, which basically it's, like, you do a raid at a place, and then if there's an exclusive raid going on, you actually get, like, a notification or an email or some shit like that with, like, hey, you're invited to an exclusive raid at this place and at this time, and you need to be there at this place and this time, and nobody else can access it. If you're driving down the street and you see a Mewtwo raid, you're just fucked. Like, you can't access it unless you've done a raid recently and got invited to it.
Fucking bullshit, dude.
Yeah. So that's why I'm actually, like, really kind of pissed off at that whole
thing. Rightfully salty.
But I'm also getting irritated with the fact that they're not talking about what's going to happen to the legendaries after this. Like, I think it would be okay if, you know, with throughout all the legendaries, like, they released, over the next month, they release the dogs and Ho-Oh for Gen 2. And then, like, you know, they do Gen 3 is rumored to be pretty soon, but whatever. So then after that, they just have, like, okay, so this week, Articuno appears, or this week, Lugia appears, you know, that sort of thing. I'd be fine with that. Like, if they did some sort of weird rotation. Mm-hmm. But this not talking about it is actually doing exactly that. It's